Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This is Girl Stop Playing, a weekly show that empowers Black women to stop playing with their potential so they can live a life that they love. I'm Coryell, your favorite homegirl, and I'm on a mission to help Black women make the money and get the honey. You can have it all as long as you're willing to work. Welcome back to another episode of the Girl Stop Playing podcast. It's your favorite homegirl, Coryell, here to encourage you to stop playing with your potential and start working for what you want in life and in love. You already know that I believe you can have the money and get the honey. You can have it all as long as you are willing to work. And today's conversation is definitely going to be one that is worth a listen. So go ahead, get your notebooks out. Prepare to get some good information, but I think you're also going to get a lot of inspiration as well. Today we have Dr. Vivian Vo Okuma. She's not in the studio. This episode is not live, but I'm super excited to be getting back into doing these virtual conversations, which will allow us to tap into more resources from all around the world. So Dr. Vivian, let the audience, let Girl Stop Playing audience know, who is Dr. Vivian Vo Okuma?
Hi, listeners. I am a podiatrist by day. I teach yoga once a week, which I also love. And another passion of mine is also a positive intelligence coach, where I coach clients holistically to overcome self-doubt and lead them to taking courageous action.
Ooh, okay. So when you say positive intelligence, and when I, you know, did my deep dive and was looking at all of your story and then all of the things that you do now that came from your personal story, your personal experience, positive intelligence is one of the things that came up. And when I saw that, I immediately thought emotional intelligence. Is there any correlation? Are they related in any way?
Emotional intelligence, it's related in the way where for emotional intelligence, if I'm understanding it correctly, we're understanding how others are feeling in addition to how we're feeling. And that empathy piece is a big part of positive intelligence. Because when we're in the empathy mode, we are able to tap into that part of ourselves that are able to lead to more understanding, especially when it comes to relationship conflict or even the financial conflict and money mindset things that I'm sure your listeners are obsessed with.
Yes. Okay. So I want to take a step back. I love that we were able to kind of dive into that juicy part of what we're going to come back to, which is like a real resource and, you know, a personal development tool that people can use to kind of start taking action. But I want to talk about what led you to even discovering this or getting started on this path, because as a podiatrist, you know, you've gotten your all of the titles that, you know, the American dream, right, that we strive for. But in reading your story, I saw that, you know, you got to a place, a crossroads where you felt like there had to be something more. So what was that experience or that time like for you?
Yeah, it all started during med school when I had like this shortness of breath in my chest that I didn't know where it came from. And when I went to the doctor about it, he actually just prescribed me Xanax. And I was like, I didn't know this was anxiety. No one explained that to me. And that's when I didn't take the Xanax, and not knocking down medicines or anything, but I started to seek out other practices, not really treating my anxiety, but just trying something different besides studying all the time. And that's what led me down to yoga. When I took my first yoga class, I was really in tune with my body, which I never was before. And then that led me down a journey of like spirituality and personal development. And I was such a personal development junkie. Like, how can I ease this anxiety? Because this is not sustainable, especially since I have a couple autoimmune conditions. And honestly, I think that was 2015 maybe, and then it's been almost a decade later that I finally was introduced to positive intelligence. And it was just a thing that led me to have the most results in such a shorter amount of time.
So would you say that positive intelligence is a practice? Is it a, because yoga, everybody has that. If you haven't tried it, you're familiar with it, you've seen it. So yoga, we know it's a practice. Meditation, it's a practice. How would positive intelligence fit in with that lineup?
I would say it's a supportive practice and it's a supportive mindset shift. And another term you may have heard with it is mental fitness. It is that part of us where sometimes we're overthinking, sometimes we're really in our thoughts, sometimes our thoughts paralyze us from taking action. And it's that mental fitness, just as if you're going to the gym to work out a muscle, it's going to the gym to work out your mind so that we're not caught in those thoughts anymore. And rather, instead of having like our thoughts control us, we're controlling our lives in like the most highest expression of ourselves.
Okay. So you got into, I am assuming, let me take a step back, that in medical school, you're having these anxiety, not attacks, but you're having these anxiety episodes. I would assume that they are related to the workload, the pressure, the, you know, those things. Can you talk about that? Because I do think that a big part of my audience, you know, could potentially right now be in that place where they are experiencing something and they can't quite put, you know, their finger on it, or they don't have the vocabulary for it. You know, like you mentioned, you thought this was something physical and really it was something mental and emotional, which all of it is connected, but we're not really taught that it's that way.
Yeah. Let me try to get back into that state. At that point, I didn't have any practices where I was in tune with how my body felt. When I first started med school, I actually lost my period for 6 months. And I was recently also diagnosed with lupus, and I had thyroid issues for like years already. And it didn't occur to me that this could be related to like my mental state. And like you said, there was a lot of pressure at school. I was like I was the only Californian in New York City. So I was like the bubbly person, the friendliest person is what my colleagues would call me, and I was just so out of my element that I lost my period. I actually had a panic attack. I didn't know it was a panic attack until I found out later. And it was like my body got clammy. I had to leave wherever I was immediately. And I had to like really calm myself down. But I didn't know what that was. So if anybody resonates with that, I would just recommend finding a way to tune into the body, which is part of positive intelligence and mental fitness. The body has so much wisdom, and if we pay attention to the signs, like, okay, I'm feeling anxiety or overwhelmed by my environment right now. What is my body feeling? What does that feel like in my body? And start there. And there's so much wisdom in that.
I think that is so far from what we're taught. You know, a lot of culturally, a lot of what we're taught is, you know, if you feel something in your body, you go to the doctor. That is, you know, you don't check in with yourself and take some deep breaths. Like, we are not taught to necessarily go that route. However, a lot of the times when you go into the doctor, like when you went into the doctor, they immediately say, okay, here, pop this pill, you know, let's put this Band-Aid on it. Let's not really even address the root cause of the real issue. And so now, you know, a lot of people who either don't have the resources or don't have the time or the energy or the interest to find other, you know, other ways of dealing with or actually solving, you know, coming up with a solution, they just end up on these prescription drugs. And then they just are led down this path that, again, does not actually speak to the actual problem. And so I think for a lot of people who are listening to this, they may not have the language. They may not understand that something physical could be something emotional or mental, and then go to the doctor and they're told that it is, you know, that is what it is, you know? And so I think these conversations are super important because so many people would not know that they could be experiencing anxiety or a panic attack if they don't know anybody who's, you know, ever experienced one or if they haven't seen it happen.
Yeah, exactly. It's like when I had that panic attack, I was like, I'm too young to have a heart attack. And you know, I am on prescription medicine for like my autoimmune conditions. Mm-hmm. However, it's like for the mental space, I feel like you're right. And this is in my practice as well. I'm at like a big hospital. I have so many patients who are prescribed so many medicines, and that's the first line. Even as a patient myself, when I have problems, like autoimmune flare-ups, the first thing is like, okay, like, do you want to start a prednisone taper, like a steroid taper, which has crazy side effects on me. And before that, I don't even have the discussion with my doctor, like, oh, are you stressed out right now? Have you lowered your stress? Oh, it's like, it was during the pandemic when I was offered these steroid medicines. There wasn't anything like, oh, it must be really stressful during the pandemic. Have you tried these resources yet, which are offered free from my big hospital? So first line, it's not really there. And I hope that whoever's listening, like, there can be taking an initiative. Like, a lot of times it falls on the patient for us to take initiative on our own, like, stress level. No one's really asking us about our stress.
For sure, for sure. And being able to advocate for yourself also, because if you sometimes even going into the doctor and explaining what you're going through, talking about your symptoms, and they're overlooked or they're, you know, brushed, you know, under the rug because they, you know, have something to do or another patient to get to. So you do have to be willing to advocate for yourself, but then also have these practices where you are in tune enough with yourself to notice, you know, that something is off or that your body is responding, you know, in a different way. So yoga, I think, is like ABC 123 in terms of this world, right? I think it's like the most commercialized part of self-care and mind, body, spirit. You know, that's kind of where people go first. And I do think that in your initial yoga lessons, for me at least, the concept of being in tune with your body and, you know, like really feeling your body, That was super foreign for me. That was not a language that I was used to speaking. And so for someone who, like me, has struggled to slow down my mind and, you know, really take the time to sit with myself and practice my breathing and do those things, what is your advice, since you are almost a decade in? What's your advice for kind of getting started and staying with it if this is foreign for you?
Yeah, for a lot of us, myself included, starting a yoga or meditation practice, it is hard when we've never done that before. And I used to be the person that if something's uncomfortable, I stay busy. I do chores. I vacuum. I wash the dishes. And this practice is hard, but it's worth it, because in that stillness, like, there's that wisdom again, like feeling the breath in your body. There's wisdom in that. Noticing when your breath is deep or shallow, there's wisdom when you can tune into that part of yourself, that part that's like the stillness in between the thoughts, the stillness in between your breaths. And if it's hard, know that it's normal, because the mind, it's doing what it's supposed to do. We're meant to be thinking. We're meant to have thoughts. We're meant to plan and make plans for our future and like think about the past and things like that. And just know that that yoga practice and that meditative practice, it's part of that mental fitness. It's part of that controlling your mind again, like rather than having them control you. And I don't know if you've ever had like that hit of intuition, but having like a yoga and meditative practice, it allows that intuitive voice within you to be louder and for you to also have access to that wisdom much quicker, and being able to learn how to listen to that intuition in an easier way and then having more access to that whenever you need it.
I can definitely attest to when I was really, really into like daily consistent meditation, and I just kind of knew things and things were just flowing, and it was just, you know, but even knowing that, I still find myself getting off of my routine. Do you think that, so this is the personal question, what is like the least amount of effort for meditation that is still effective? Like, what is a time that you can set, or, you know, me and everybody out there who is busy and have all of these things going on, but they want to invest in at least something on a daily basis? Like, what do you think is effective?
Yeah, the smallest piece. So I actually got this from the Positive Intelligence Program, where we can just sit for 2 minutes. And honestly, it can be as simple as, and you can do this anywhere, eyes open or eyes closed. So this is like what I love about it, is that you can just bring your fingertips together and ever so gently rub them so that you're feeling your fingerprint ridges. You're feeling like the sharpness of your fingernail or the smoothness of your fingernail as well. And this is just tuning into your body again. And you can do this anywhere, anytime. And I've been loving that. Another tool is finding your toes. So like if you're in conflict and you're like, oh, I gotta go meditate, but you can't, you can find your toes and basically like wiggling your toes and like tuning into every single toe that you can. Or you can do, again, like the fingerprint ridges. I think those two are really good, like bite-sized meditative practices that anyone can tune into whenever they need it.
Ooh, those are really good. Okay, I appreciate realistic, you know, things that I can just kind of add to my arsenal, because one of the things that I realized when I first, you know, started taking self-care and just self-talk, I should say, even more seriously in terms of having affirmations for myself and, you know, reading all of the personal development books, the Think and Grow Rich, the Four Agreements, you know, all of these books that teach you as a man thinketh, that teach you how to think. I realized that this isn't like a destination. It isn't like you're going to get there. You know, you're just going to be this yogi, you know, this positive person. No, it's literally like a moment by moment, hour by hour, constantly reminding yourself through meditation or through those simple practices of like centering yourself or coming back and, you know, the fingertip thing, you know, like through those things that you can just kind of do throughout the day. That's what kind of keeps you going, because you could start off great in the morning and by noon, somebody pissed you off in traffic, or, you know, something has happened, you know, at the coffee shop or whatever, that you need to reset yourself and recenter yourself. So I always appreciate, you know, those little tools that we can kind of add to our self-care toolkit. So aside from yoga, meditation, we're going to get into positive intelligence. I do want to get into that. But is there anything that we are kind of leaving out of like your recommended toolkits?
I think that
one thing about Mama, she is going to make sure that everyone else is taken care of before she even thinks about treating herself. So if you are looking for the perfect gift to make mom feel special this Mother's Day, make sure you check out the Mega Moisture Duo from Osea Malibu, because body care is self-care. Since 1996, Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused skincare. So this Mother's Day, treat mom to the everyday spa experience she deserves. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GSPP at OseaMalibu.com. Plus, you'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code GSPP for 10% off.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Can start there and just know that meditation, yoga, it doesn't always have to be like a 10-minute practice. It can be a 2-minute breath work, a 2-minute of the fingerprint things, just recognizing, tuning into your body for like 5 seconds before you go to your next meeting or something. It could be very small and bite-sized. So doesn't ever have to be like an hour yoga class, just a reminder. And we don't have to be perfect. It can be imperfect, messy. We can have a hard time, and it's okay as long as we don't judge ourselves on the way that we're practicing and we just feel good. And that's all that matters.
I love that. That makes it more doable. It makes it feel like, okay, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, I can do that. Versus I have to find a quiet space. I have to sit down on pillows. I have to light these candles. I have to, you know, ring my bell, and I have to sit here for 30 minutes and not think about anything. That is such a daunting task to even think about tackling. So 2 minutes, we can do that. The time that I think for, especially for like busy moms, wives, or even just professionals after a long day, before you have to go answer to other people, those few minutes that you have in the car by yourself, if that's a part of your life, if that's your lifestyle, and you do have those few minutes when you pull up to the house, you know, before you go in, or when you pull up to the school before you go pick up your kids, like those little moments, I think we have to find those small times that we can make it into a meaningful moment, even if we can't have this full out hour long, you know, bath that we're taking at the end of the night and meditate and do all of the things. Okay, so let's get into positive intelligence. So I took this quiz. Is that step one, like finding out where you are on this scale? Talk about what positive intelligence is and like what is the premise behind it?
Yeah, so positive intelligence is basically a program. There's a foundational program, but you could also take the quiz, which is a great first step. And you can also read the book, Positive Intelligence by Shirzad Shamin. And basically, it's a program to deprogram, decolonize the mind, our mind, because we're all in this earth place together and we're all subject to like society's conditions and things like that. So it's to deprogram our minds first, and then we'll reprogram with positive things, having a growth mindset, emotional intelligence, how to be productive in an energy giving way, all sorts of stuff, like having great empathy, finding like the gift in life, so many things. And then that's positive intelligence. And it's just a tool that I found that has helped me in my marriage, me going back to being a doctor, even my yoga practice, and just me on a daily basis having such profound self-acceptance in a way that I didn't have before this.
What does that look like? How does that look on this side of like these new beliefs and this new mindset? What does self-acceptance look like? Because for a lot of people, that sounds really good. That would be amazing. But what does that actually look like?
It's living every day doing exactly what I want, like moment by moment, listening to what I want to do and doing that thing, and not judging myself for not doing what's actually on my list. And it's not in an avoiding the list way, but it's in like, this is just not serving me right now, but this other thing is going to serve me right now.
So allowing, what I'm hearing is like allowing the flow instead of feeling like you have to do these things or you're going to beat yourself up because you didn't accomplish it, or somebody else is going to be so mad at you because you couldn't, you know, do X, Y, Z. That, Okay. I can see it now. I can see it. Now I just got to see it for myself. But getting there, I know it's possible getting there. So, okay. So through personal intelligence, is it a program? Is it a course? Is it a coaching framework? Like how do people actually apply this to their lives?
Yes. So there is a program, but again, like you can start with the assessment, which you took. And if you want to talk about it, we can definitely talk about that. And there's also a book. And if you're the type of person who can read a book and apply it, like, great, do that. However, there's also a program, which I went through the program myself, and it's just profound. And it's, you get results. I mean, my clients got results after like 3 weeks of being in it, but the full program is about 6 weeks. And then if you're coaching with me, it's a little bit longer. But basically, it's once a week, you watch a video, like an hour long video, and then daily, there's like 15 minutes of practices where it can be broken up into 2 minute blocks. So it's not a full 15 minutes where you have to sit and do something, but it's really like 2 minutes in the morning, maybe in the afternoon, and at the end of the day. And it's profound. It's definitely shifting, and it shifted so much of my life that I just want to share it with like everybody, as many people as I could.
Yeah, that was my thought too, after I took this assessment, because I was sharing with you before we got started, like I've always been into the quizzes and the personality, you know, all of the things. I'm always doing deep dives just because I feel like self-awareness is literally the key to so many things. The more you know about yourself, the better you can prepare and plan and know how to show up and be more confident when you get there and all of the things. So the fact that I was, I think it's, I don't know how many are my tops, but I had over an 8. So it was like a score out of 10. I'm literally a 10 for hyperachiever, which is not surprising to me. I'm a 9.4 for avoider, which was not surprising for me either. I think that was something that I came across with attachment styles, the avoidant attachment style. So I could see that similarity. And then restless came up. And then not controller, not so much. So yeah, those were my top three: hyperachiever, avoider, and restless.
Yeah. So are you open to like talking about that?
Oh yeah, these people know all of my business.
Okay. I'm just gonna write that down. So hyperachiever, avoider, and restless. Okay, I definitely have those as some of my tops as well. But basically, when you take this assessment, just FYI, there's no judgment here. There's no blaming. It's just data, right? And what you said about self-awareness, it's being aware. And the hyperachiever part of us, which was also my number one, you know, it. The strength in hyperachiever is that we get things done and we like to set goals for ourselves, which is great. Basically, the shadow expression of the hyperachiever, though, is that we sometimes, for example, me, I can achieve at the detriment to myself. Like, I will do the things, but it's affecting my health. And I've literally went to the emergency room because I had a lupus flare-up because I was achieving too much. And so if anyone's a hyperachiever here, the key is to recognize when the body is tired and when the mind is tired and rest. And just recognizing, I had to reframe for myself that rest is productive. It's kind of like charging the energy of like charging your battery phone so that you can use it. That's basically what rest is for the hyperachievers. And avoider. I'm also an avoidant attachment style, so I was not surprised by that as well. And for you, I'm sure as an avoider, what avoiders struggle with is like basically avoiding the confrontation, not sharing how we're feeling in like the relationships that matter the most to us. And what that ends up happening is that the problems never really get resolved. Rather, it may blow up later. But the strength of the avoiders is that we are quite introspective. We want peace and harmony. But the way that we get that when it's used by the saboteurs is avoiding the problem altogether. And what the avoider has to learn is that conflict is actually great for relationships, because the way that we grow through those conflicts with our loved ones and how we can overcome it and lead to something, a solution that makes each of our needs met and feel loved, will actually lead to our relationship strengthening and having more vulnerability and having more connection. And then the restless, and I resonate with this as well, it's like we are busybodies, and the restless, when it's the saboteur mode, it's when we're just being busy for the sake of being busy. We're saying, oh, we're productive. We're getting all these things done. And we might be multitasking as well. But again, the strength of the restless is spontaneity and fun and the spontaneous nature again, and the product, like being productive and being efficient. And the way we be more in the strength mode rather than the saboteur mode is that tuning into ourselves and recognizing that we can actually just stay focused on one task at a time, and that we can take aligned, focused action rather than just being busy for the sake of being busy.
Whew, now they all in my business for real, yeah, that for sure is all of me, all of it, down to the laundry list of a to-do list that's never going to go away because you have to keep filling it or else you're just a lazy person. Like, what are you doing if you're not doing all of the things? So yeah, I think a lot of people are going to be able to relate to that and are also going to definitely be intrigued to go figure out like where they fall in line. So after this assessment, I'm assuming the goal, or you tell me, what is the ultimate goal? So I know with attachment styles, it's to be like a secure attachment, but what is like the ultimate, ideal place to be in positive intelligence?
Yeah. So in positive intelligence, we call that the sage. So the ideal is to recognize when you're in saboteur mode and shift it to being in sage mode. And sage mode is, I'll give an example, like it's like the tone and the vibe that you bring to something, like restless. It's like, oh my God, I gotta get all these things done. I gotta do this. Oh my gosh, I don't have any more time. But sage is like, okay, I have a lot to do today. What is something I feel like doing? What's the biggest priority? Do I feel like doing that? Okay. So that's like the sage. It's like the energy you bring to what you're doing on a daily basis, on a moment-to-moment basis. And yeah, it looks like saboteur for avoiders. It's like me and my husband, we got into a fight. I don't want to talk to him right now, so I'm just going to go into my room and say I need alone time, but I'm actually numbing out and disassociating. And stage mode is like, okay, conflict is normal. It doesn't mean that our marriage is over. That is the worst case scenario, which is I'm a queen at. And stage mode is, okay, I am feeling really activated right now. So let me go and do some meditation, breath work, affirmations, so that I can be in my sage mode more, when like basically powering up my sage mode, so that when I reconvene with my husband, we can talk about it where we're both in sage mode. And then from there, we can resume whatever we're talking about. Rather than, I don't know, like I'm sure we've all had arguments with people where it just doesn't seem like it's getting anywhere. That's usually when both parties are in saboteur mode, which is like the hyperachiever, avoider, restless, etc. That's saboteurs. And when we're in that mode with other people, it's not going to get into any solution that's agreeable to both parties.
So it's not trying to become something else. It's basically learning how to manage it moment by moment. So because, you know, whether we're talking about like zodiac signs, numerology, personality types, you know, disc assessments, all of these things, it kind of is, this is who you are, but this is how you can shift it. This is how you can use it, you know, for your benefit. This is how you can work with who you are. These are the best career types. This is how you should use your energy, you know, things like that. So it seems like sage mode, it's like putting yourself in that mode. It's like flipping the switch, being able to change your lens, being able to adjust your perspective in the moment versus going with your default setting, which is these saboteur modes.
Yeah, exactly. Like all of us have sage mode. It's not a, you have to do this and like you have to change yourself. It's actually, you already are sage. You have a sage mode. It's just life, society, we, our saboteurs, are running amok, and they've gotten really strong, just normal humans, you know, like negative bias and things like that. Like, they've gotten really strong, and through positive intelligence, it helps weaken the saboteurs. And it's not that the saboteurs ever go away, but maybe their voices go from like a overrunning your thoughts to like a quiet whisper. And sage goes from like a quiet whisper to the loudest voice in your head, so that you'll always remember what that sage mode is for you.
Mm, okay. That makes it feel like it's doable. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to be able to shift. Because life, this is the thing with all of these practices. You know, you can go to yoga literally every day of the week. You can meditate every day of the week, but life is still going to life. Like, things are still going to happen. Everything is not going to be perfect. So when you are met with those imperfect circumstances, how are you going to manage? Because you can't control what happens to you. You can only control how you react to it. So sage mode, it seems like, is getting into that mode of being, not being reactionary, not letting other things shift your energy, but you being able to tap into that calm and that knowing that you can handle this. You can get through it. It's not going to kill you. You know, it's not going to be the end of the world. And being able to shift into that vibe. I love that. So for people who are still like, okay, all of this sounds good, but I still need help. What type of help do you specifically provide, and where can my listeners contact you to learn more about this help?
Yeah, I help folks go through this program, and there's also Positive Intelligence Powerful Coaching, and they can find me at VivianVoCoaching.com, where they can find a link to book a free consult with me, where we can do a deep dive on their saboteurs, similarly to what I kind of did with you, but even deeper than that. And it's totally free, and I love doing it. I love doing these deep dives. And yeah, there's like coaching programs, there's one-on-one and group and small teams.
Sounds perfect. I love that through positive intelligence, there's so many different ways that people can access it, you know, from the assessment to the book, to the program, to the coaching, literally something for everyone. So if any part of this conversation resonated with you, if you feel like, okay, I got to go check this out, definitely check out the show notes below. I'll be sure to link it there. I'll also link Dr. Vivian's social media info, so that if you want to stay connected with her on Instagram or online, you can do that as well. Please share this conversation with a friend. And if you enjoyed it, be sure to leave a 5-star review. Love y'all, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Peace out. If you've been deciding whether or not you should start your own podcast, definitely start by investing time before you start investing money. I put together a quick little podcast productivity guide that includes 6 of my favorite podcast tools that I think will help you get started and create some sustainable systems. Because when it comes to podcasting, consistency is the name of the game. Check out the link below in the show notes to grab my list of free podcast tools that can help you start and grow a sustainable show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.